The second hergish is that the Gemara says, it's a Mishnah, and the Sechtes Tainis Daf Chof Tes, Kishem Shemishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. The Sfasemes, in his Pirish Alashas, in Mesechtes Tainis Daf Chof Tes, on that Gemara says that it bothers me a little bit, the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kishem shemishenichnas ab memata besimcha, kach mishenichnas ab ador marbe besimcha." And really, at first glance, the fact that we're memait besimcha and av has nothing to do with the fact that we're marbe besimcha and ador. Loi roize k'roize. Av, bad things happen. Ador, good things happen. We're memait besimcha and av, and we're marbe besimcha and ador. So there should be halacha. Mishenichnas ab memata besimcha, mishenichnas ador marbe besimcha. But the Mishnah seems to equate the two. It's a kishem. It's a shtickle Torah. Kishem shemishenichnas ab memata besimcha. Kach, so too. Mishenichnas ador marbe besimcha. And the Sfasema says, what's the connection? So the Sfasema says a davar nifla. He says that yesh loimar, that the reason there's an inyan to be marbe besimcha in chodesh ador is for the same exact reason that there's an inyan to be memayit besimcha in chodesh av. Why are we memayit besimcha in chodesh av? Because that's the chodesh of Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's the chodesh of Avelos, and therefore a yid in the zman of Avelos is memayit besimcha. That's precisely the same reason we're marbe besimcha in chodesh adar. Because what used to happen in chodesh adar? Chodesh adar was be'echot ba'adar mashmi'en al hashkolem. Chodesh adar was the month that the yidin would start rolling up their sleeves and getting involved in the new fiscal year as it relates to the Mishkan, as it relates to the Karbonis, as it relates to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's Gufa what's going on the Simcha. The real Simcha was the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was Mesois Kol Haaretz. So it's Kishem Shemishenichnas Ab Mematim Simcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adam Arbim Simcha. Why we might be Simcha in Chodesh Ab? Because it's the Chodesh of Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's why we might be Simcha in Chodesh Adar. Because Chodesh Adar is when we're going in the reverse. That's when we're starting to gather the Machsa Shekel. That's when the Pashkevilim and the Ramkol happens. It all starts when Mishenichnas Adar. So it's really the same thing. Kishem, just like we might in Simcha now, because this Churban, so too we might in Chodesh Adar, because now we're going to the reverse. Now we're building towards the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. But I was thinking, Lafi, some raid that we spoke about throughout Masechtas Megillah, could be it's much deeper than that. And it's so meduyik. And that is, we mentioned that one of the not such subtle sub-themes of the whole Purim story is really the second Beis HaMikdash. And it's you see it on so many different levels. Number one, Achashverus, who's mentioned throughout the Purim story, is also mentioned, he makes an appearance in Sefer Ezra. And the appearance that he makes in Sefer Ezra is Achashverus' predecessor, Koresh, secularly known as Cyrus the Great, he had given the Jews permission to build the second Beis HaMikdash. And then Achashverus came and he changed his foreign policy. He changed his whole attitude towards Eretz Yisrael. And he said, no, Kosav Sitna, right? He wrote a document that said that you have to put a halt to the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. So Achashverosh stopped the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that why was Achashverosh called Achashverosh? Dafir Aleph Amid Aleph. One reason is he was Achiv Shal Roish. He was the brother to the Roish. The Roish was Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Achashverosh didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but he wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, right? We said Achashverosh was the great wannabe, but he tried living up to Nebuchadnezzar, failed miserably, but Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and although Achashverosh didn't destroy it, but he tried destroying the Beis HaMikdash. The Aseres B'nei Haman, they also make an appearance in another place in Nach. The Rashi, in his Pirush on Esther, says that the Aseres B'nei Haman, he quotes the Seder Olam, they were the ones that had lobbied Achashverosh to go and to be Kosav Sitna, to stop the Yidin from building the Beis HaMikdash. Achashverosh tells Esther, At Chatzi HaMalchus, right? Mashi Losich Esther HaMalchus, Ma Bakashosich, I'll give you At Chatzi HaMalchus. And the Gemara says, what do you mean At Chatzi HaMalchus? V'loi Dover Achotzes HaMalchus. I'll give you everything except for the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is something he really didn't want, after the whole Purim story. So the Pasuk says, Achashverosh gives Esther and Mordechai all the money of Haman. So they just fell into this tremendous fortune. What did they do with the money? They took that money and they used it to build the second Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was built through the spoils of the whole story of the Purim story. We spoke out the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer says that the second Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. The first Beis HaMikdash was Avodah Zarah Gilurai Shvi Chassam, but the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And the Chassam Sofer says what the Chafetz Chaim would say several decades later, and that is that even though Chazal say it was Sinas Chinam, really it was the Chet HaLoshen. It was Lashon Hara. Sinas Chinam was the Goyim. It was what caused it. So he said, what's the Pshat? Because the Yidden spoke Lashon Hara, therefore they lost the Beis HaMikdash. So he said Pshat based on the Gemara, where the Gemara said earlier in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that there was no person that ever spoke Lashon Hara to say Rekud Yoda Lishna Bishaka Haman. No one knew how to speak Lashon Hara like Haman. Haman said Yeshna Yamecha Mefayzim Mefayy Ben Amim, and the Gemara referred to it as Lashon Hara. So said the Chassam Sofer, Haman spoke Lashon Hara, and because he spoke Lashon Hara, therefore he was defeated. And the Yidden took his money and they built the second Beis HaMikdash. But it only worked Kol Kama they were Nizer in Lashon Hara. But Berega the Yidden were Nichshol in Lashon Hara. So now we're ready my chazis. So what happened? What happened was, Haman ends up taking it back. They ended up destroying the Beis HaMikdash. You know, I was thinking that recently archaeologists discovered an inscription in the amphitheater in Rome, the famous or the infamous amphitheater in Rome. And the inscription says that the amphitheater was funded from the spoils of the second Beis HaMikdash, right? This is a fact. So I think they found this not so long ago, like 20, 30 years ago, that it was funded, literally financed by the spoils. So Titus, Harosha, they went, they destroyed the second Beis, they came back to Rome, and they built this magnificent amphitheater. I was thinking, it really all came full circle. That's exactly what happened. Because the emes is, we built the Beis HaMikdash from their money. We took their money to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Yalkut Shemayini. And what happened, said the Chassam Sofer? The Chassam Sofer says that when we started speaking Lashon Hara, they now had a schus to take it back. It's exactly what they did. They went and they built their own temple. They built a theater. It's mamish full circle. It's vehenei nadvar. But either way, there's a connection clearly between the second Beis HaMikdash and between the Purim story. And what's, of course, the greatest connection? Who gave the Yidden ultimately permission to build the second Beis HaMikdash? It was Daryovesh, Darius II, who was the son of Esther and Achashverosh. So the whole story of Purim, which is a story of Venahapachu, the Venahapachu played itself out big time in terms of the second Beis HaMikdash. It's everywhere. And if you understand the second Beis HaMikdash, you go through Ezra and Nehemiah and Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo, the Purim story is the trigger. That's what brought the Yidden back to the Beis HaMikdash. So the hein divrei asvas emes, k'shem she'mishen nichnas av mematim besimcha, kach mishen nichnas av marbim besimcha. Mishen nichnas av mematim besimcha, why? Because Av is the Chodesh of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Kach mishenichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. The Ein Mikri Yoytzim Idei Pshuta. The Svasem is said, Be'echo Be'adam Hashmin Alash Golem. But Yoytzir Al Derech Pshat, what's mishenichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha? It's because of the Purim story. It's because of what happened during Chodesh Adar. What happened during Chodesh Adar? The Purim story. But the Purim story is a sif cotton, really, in the whole bigger picture. What is the bigger picture? It's building the second Beis HaMikdash. If that's the bigger picture, that is the Simcha. Kishem shemishenichnas ad mematim besimcha. Because that was churban. Kach mishenichnas adar marbim besimcha. Because now we're going to the other side. Now we're rebuilding the second Beis HaMikdash.